So we're listening to some great music by Frankie Marino. And if you've ever been to Vegas, you know that name. Very talented performer. He can sing, he can dance, he can write, he can play a number of instruments. And to be honest, he's got the good looks of a young Elvis. Frankie is bringing his show to Niagara Falls next month. Frankie Blue Suede Shoes is the show, and it's going to be playing at the Avalon Theater in Niagara Falls next month. And Frankie, I've seen what you've done here. You've coincided this trip to Niagara Falls with the eclipse.
Yeah, I have.
Sneaky move.
I know. I didn't even know about that until a couple weeks ago. I started getting all these emails about it. I'm like, hey, that actually works out pretty good.
No, not just pretty good, the best. This is, I'm not joking, Frankie. We have a state of emergency that has just been issued because so many people, so many people are coming to this area. Hotel rooms sold out. Can't get a hotel room in Niagara Falls because it's the best place to be to watch this once in a lifetime solar eclipse.
I know. That's what I hear. That's amazing.
Yeah, but we won't talk about that. We'll talk about your show, which is it's great timing because you're coming and your first show's on the 7th. So that's the Sunday before the eclipse. And then you have a show on the actual eclipse day.
I know. Probably no one will be at the show that day because they'll all be out watching the eclipse.
No. You honestly, you are going to be amazed by how many people are going to be coming to the show because, you know, if we have that, you know, extra 500,000 people, they're definitely
That's
going to be
true.
Checking out the casino, and they're definitely going to be checking out you.
That's awesome. Oh, I'm excited. This is a good timing.
Okay, so give us a little glimpse of what this show has in store for everybody.
Well, we kind of put together, like, you know, we travel all over, and we play, and I'm a songwriter, and we do all our own music, but I'm kind of putting together, like, a more friendly show for people who may have never seen us before. Putting in some old traditional kind of rock and roll stuff. That's why the name Blue Suede Tunes. We kind of made it like where it's, we got a little bit of that Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Ray Charles vibe going on. Still a lot of our own music, but bringing that vibe for sure, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because, like, let's be honest, you do look like a very handsome young Elvis.
Well, thank you. I think I'm older than Elvis ever made it to, but thank you.
probably a little bit. You didn't have as many peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Yeah, not quite as many, but no, I appreciate that. No, I love that stuff. That old rock and roll stuff's always just super fun. I mean, I've made my living and my career out of writing my own music and doing my own thing, but certainly inspired by all that early 1950s and 60s kind of rock and roll. And of course, you know, Elvis Presley being right at the forefront of all that was very inspiring in you know, what I do.
And your show is, the show that you're going to be putting on here in Niagara Falls, is it very similar to your Vegas show where you're going to see all the dancing and all the things happening?
Yeah, we're trying, you know, it's in Vegas. We can play places that they're called residencies. We can play there for a long period of time and kind of design the room around what we want to do. So we don't have that luxury when we travel, of course, because we're only coming out for, you know, short stints, but we're bringing as much of Vegas as we can out there. I've been on the road for the last month now doing like tours with like symphonies behind us. I just finished Indianapolis and then Nashville, and I'm currently in Florida right now. I go home for 1 week to do some shows in Vegas, and then we're heading out to you guys. And so at least we get a couple of Vegas ones under our belt again to remember, you know, what we're supposed to do.
Yeah, a little bit of practice, right?
Right.
We're talking to Frankie Marino. He is, you know, just one of these performers that if you're looking to really listen to songs that we know and we love, this is the show you want to go to. It's called Blue Suede Tunes. It's coming to the Avalon Theater in Niagara Falls next month. And Frankie, I know that I'm sure that you don't want to talk about all your accomplishments, but tell us, I believe that you have broken some records when it comes to, you know, the most number one singles, because you're not just playing other people's music. You have a lot of original content.
Yeah, I mean, I've written songs for a bunch of artists from country to pop. In fact, I think a band that was just out there playing, or maybe they're there now, or they were just out there, Air Supply. The band Air Supply is either just left there or coming there shortly, but I did several songs for them. In fact, the whole album for them.
Oh, wow.
So I've written for other people and stuff, but yeah, mostly what I do is I sing my own songs, and we've been pretty lucky. We got a bunch of number one hits on, you know, the iTunes charts, and just been able to, I don't know. It's just it's a combination of just a lot of time put into it and just a lot of luck. But yeah, we set the record, I suppose. I think it was at 60 with George Strait originally. He had the highest, and then Madonna came in second with 50. But we've got 100 now, so
good for you.
Yeah.
Now, is that your passion? Would you say like writing is your passion over performing? Which one do you prefer to do?
My passion is hit songs.
Money.
No, my passion is writing. It's writing for sure. I love performing, and I've been doing it my whole life. And you know, I'm very comfortable on a stage. I've always enjoyed it. But writing, you know, writing a song is by far my most exciting thing in the business for me. But then again, getting to go on the stage and perform something I wrote, I guess that would be even the next level of it. So, but you know, when we play in places that people haven't seen us, I try to, you know, you want stuff to sound, I guess the word is commercial, you know, we want it to sound commercial so it sounds user friendly to everybody. You can't just go out there with your strange song. So we write commercial music, but I try to do it in a sense, instead of writing more to sound like what's happening on, you know, the pop radio these days, I try to write it to sound more like what I like, which is kind of more that vintage rock and roll sound, you know?
It's a good point. You know, we go see a band and, you know, they're playing their original songs, and sometimes some new content comes out and you go, I don't know. But then that's the song you want to hear in a couple years, you know?
Yeah, all the time that's the case. I mean, nobody wants to hear something they didn't know. It's kind of like going to a restaurant. You want to order the thing that you know is good. You don't want to try something new. But, you know, so we try to do it like, okay, we're going to serve something different. We're trying to make it where it's entangled in things that we know you like, you know? And, I mean, that goes everything from 50s, 60s rock and roll to, like, you know, James Brown, funky stuff, even like Bruno Mars kind of vibe, you know, he's got that throwback and everything. So everything we do is, you know, based on that mold. And then, but yeah, it's a super high energy band. I'm bringing up my horn section with me, and, yeah, it's going to be pretty fun, I think, you know.
How many people do you travel with?
It depends. I mean, you know, right now we're doing a symphony show with just the band, but we have like a 100-piece orchestra behind us. But typically when we're like in Vegas, I have a horn section, a couple singers with me, and then our rhythm section, and then I'm up front playing piano and singing. I mean, it's about 10 people, and then when you add in the management and crew and all that kind of stuff, it's a pretty good amount of people.
Oh.
You know?
And Frankie, do you travel? We have something in common. Do you travel with your bulldog?
How did you know that? I do.
I'm sneaky.
I am talking to you right now while my bulldog is sound asleep on the bed.
Now, I have a French one. You have English?
Yeah, I have an English. She's very old. She's 11 years old. Her name is Donzie. She goes everywhere. How old is your Frenchie?
My Frenchie's 5.
Oh, my gosh. Bulldogs are my favorite. I mean, I'm a humongous animal lover, but like the bulldogs are just such silly little clown dogs. They're just silly, stubborn little things. And yeah, she woke up. She heard me talking about it, but she went to the beach. We brought her to Florida because that's where I'm performing right now. And I've been gone so long. I hate being away from her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we bring her out and take her to the beach and do the whole thing, you know.
I can't bring my French bulldog to the beach because, this probably sounds a little bit gross, but she'll get a bladder infection and an ear infection. All it takes is one trip to the beach, and I was at the vet for weeks, you know?
That's a bulldog for you.
I was like, are you kidding me? This dog can't go to the beach?
I know. I probably won't be able to bring her out to Niagara Falls because she doesn't have her passport.
Yes, that's right.
I've never flown her, like, out of the country, but I think Florida's as far as she's gone. This is the farthest trip she's made so far. She's been everywhere. She's always backstage at all my shows in Vegas, and, yeah, you know, just sleeping. She doesn't doesn't do much.
Well, we appreciate that you're coming here, and I love that you've planned this all around the eclipse. Your first show here at the Avalon Theater, April the 7th, 7 p.m., then on eclipse night, so after the eclipse wraps up, 8:30. You can go check out Frankie, and then April the 9th, 3 o'clock show, which is actually perfect as well. And April the 10th, you got a 3 o'clock show and an 8:30 show. Just perfect times. Whoever's, you know, organizing your life, they're doing a great job.
Awesome. Yeah, we are super excited. It's our first time playing this room, so we're very excited. I've seen the Falls before, but first time playing in this venue, so we're really looking forward to coming out and doing it.
Yeah, it's going to be a treat. You're coming at a very good time.
Yeah, this is going to be electric. So yeah, I hope everyone can come see it, and we'll have some fun.
Awesome. Frankie, thank you for your time today. Have a great Easter weekend, and give your little bulldog a little kiss for me.
I sure will. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much. Frankie Marino, he is coming to the Avalon Theater. If you want tickets, they're on sale right now. FallsviewCasinoResort.com.